When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Don't go to sleep. Stay awake. Because if you sleep about 10 or 15 minutes, you'll miss the service, the sermon. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with the presence of mind, to believe that it's not too much of a challenge to come back and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we wait, we depend every split second knowing that we are alive because of Him. Because of Him. We sing the song and let us continue to sing it and continue to believe it. Hold what? To God's unchanging hand. Now God doesn't change. Why do we change? No. Why do some people change? Because we are here worshiping God. In Luke chapter 9, and the verse is 57. The book is Luke. The chapter is 9, and the verse is 57. A time to decide. Commitment. Today we have a picture of the commitment to which Jesus Christ is calling us. First, we see our Lord and Savior as He makes His way after making His decision. He set His face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. He's going to Jerusalem for a purpose. Before He gets there, some people He sees on His way. He set His face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem on His way to His crucifixion. It's a costly commitment. He knows what's awaiting Him. But He is committed to the ultimate of death. Our Lord is calling us to our commitment. He's an example for us. His commission and our commission. Every one of us can perhaps identify with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Lord is on His way to Jerusalem. He knows why. He is on His way to His crucifixion. And on His way, He meets three men. Not all at seven, not all at the same time. But as He walks. In Luke 9:57, now what happened as they joined on the road, that someone said to Him, Lord, I will follow You. I will follow You wherever You go. This person wanted to follow Jesus. He was a volunteer. He thought it would be a wonderful idea to follow Jesus, join His little team, watch Him work. Lord, I want to go where You're going. I want to go with You. It's a noble statement. It's a very noble desire that he wanted to go. Jesus did not turn him down. He did not send him away. But he said to the individual, I want you to know. I want you to know, and I want you to count the cost to follow me. Jesus showed this man the utter depravity of his life. His life. Jesus' life. If he had known ahead of time, it is probably safe to say that he wouldn't want to follow where Jesus knew he was going. In verse 58, Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. You say you want to follow me? I want you to know where I'm going. I want you to know the cost of following me. There will be some dark days following me. There will be some tough days. And sometimes even death. It's a challenge. It is indeed. We read this text. But there are days when we think this day is, it's real tough today in following Jesus with what I go through. Everything that we go through is worth every split second of knowing that you're following Jesus. Because what you want to do in the final resurrection, you want to hear him say two words, well done. Well done. If after careful consideration, Jesus is saying, and you want to continue to say that you want to follow me, then come on. If to you it has been granted on behalf of my God to put that in your heart, and you understand where I'm on my way to, come on. Follow me. But you're going to pay a high price. I think that's what many human beings think. Even though they are not on the way to crucifixion, they have the idea that to follow Jesus, the cost is too high. The cost is too much. Jesus wants us to know the cause. Yes, he does. He came all the way from glory. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to be faithful, loyal, committed, and dedicated. Dedicated will do. And following him. The reason that you see such a distance between what we see in Sunday morning and what we see on Sunday night. If we're going to hold to God's unchanging hand, we can't be up and down like a roller coaster. We must be faithful, committed, loyal, and steadfast. Jesus encountered three men on his way to paying the price for us, to pay to be members of the family of heaven. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 59, then he said to another, as he walked, going to where he knew he wouldn't be coming back soon, Jesus said, follow me. But the man said, Lord, I'm willing to follow you, but let me first go and bury my father. Let me first, Luke 9:59, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead do what? Let the dead bury the dead. You come, follow me, and go preach my gospel. No excuses. What are we seeing in this illustration? We are seeing that Jesus does not accept excuses for non-performance. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead, or bury their own, but I want you to do what? To go and preach the kingdom of God. Go and preach the kingdom of God. There is a message there, church. There is a message there. Jesus is saying, in essence, I come what? I come first. Following me, obeying my will, obeying my command first. Look at the audience. I think we had a few more people here this morning. What a tremendous price to pay. A tremendous price to take, to pay. Going into eternity, facing God Almighty, and being a half-day servant. Sad. As we go here, there, and yon, let us encourage our brothers and sisters for their benefit to be faithful, committed, and dedicated to God till death. It seems cruel for some folk. It seems callous to others. But God sent his only begotten Son. You know the Bible story. His only begotten Son. God sent his Son down to live on planet Earth with creatures that he created for 33 years, when he had lived with his Father. Countless numbers of years. But he did that. He did that for two reasons. To please his Father, and to help human beings. To please his Father and to help human beings. Ask ourselves as we serve God, am I doing his will? Am I doing his will? Am I doing enough to hear God say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, a good and faithful servant? Sometimes we say, I don't have to go to church. I don't have to worship God all that much. He stayed here for us. for 3 solid years. We can't spend 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday, morning and night, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. He met another man. This man wanted to go and take care of his business first. Jesus says, that's not going to work. When I call, you must come. You must make the decision to follow me. Let the dead from the human perspective, us, we would say, that's probably what I would do too. Let the dead bury the dead. It's what this man, it was what Jesus said to this man. When I call, you must decide. And you must decide now, not after a while. This is your time to decide. Make up your mind. You want to follow me and do what I want done. Or make your own decisions and do what you want done. Hold to God's unchanging hand. There was a demand for a decision as this man met these different people. On his way to make a now decision. We don't know how long we're going to live. Wisdom says, obey God when you know what He is commanding and hold to His unchanging hand. Jesus says, in essence, to both of these men, make your decision. Right now, regarding commitment to me. Make it, and make it immediately. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, may God grant in these days, as we face the task that He has given us, of teaching men and women, living a godly life, and shares His good news. Put me first. I don't take second place. The third man came along in Luke chapter 9 and verse 61. He said, Lord, I will follow you. I'm willing to do that. But, no buts. Let me first do what? Let me first go. Let me first go and say, bye, y'all. I'm going to follow Jesus. Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. Our Bible says, but Jesus said unto him, no one, I mean no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. This man who wanted to go say goodbye, this man is too calculating, too cautious. He said, Lord, let me go and say goodbye. Jesus says, no, mister. Having put his hand to the plow and looking back, you can't come. Now, don't come at all. The man who looks back, there's a good possibility that he will want to go back. No farmer that's working on the farm. No farmer can plow a straight path. Looking back, and the mule pulling that thing that goes in the ground that makes the furrow. There can be no, listen now, there can be no inner reservation, no hedging of what you're willing to do. I want you to put your hand to the gospel plow and no turning back. One day, you and I, we set our hand to the gospel plow. We obeyed the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've had some ups and downs. We've had some days that we could have backed up, backed out, and tell God to wait a while. But we have stayed the course. My goal is to make heaven my eternal home of abode. As we all know, there's going to be a resurrection day. And when we read the book of Revelation, about chapter 20, we read about how things are going to go there. And we also understand that God and His Son keep records. Keep records of our life. How we spent our life on planet Earth. Their planet Earth. God's planet Earth. And many members are members of the body of Christ. Don't turn back. Even if you're battle scarred, what sacrifices are you making? The Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, let us decide. Let us decide to face the commandment to which we are called. Let us face it. He is calling us. So until, like Paul, we can say, from now on, let no man do what? Let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Galatians 6 and verse 17. Take some moments and read that. In John chapter 20 and verse 27. Then saith he to Thomas, Jesus on his way to his grave, on his way to his hanging. In John 20 and verse 27. He says, reach hither your finger. Reach hither your finger and behold my hands, and reach hither your hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. What are you saying, Jesus? In John 20 and verse 27, Jesus is saying, touch my scars. It will give you some idea of what I have been through. In closing, you say, phew, peace, peace. Let us resolve. Not I'm going to do this. Not I got to do this. Let us resolve to say in our prayers, Lord God, I want to be faithful to you. Bless me. No matter what the cost, what the price, and what it takes. Bless me, O Lord, to hold on. Hold on to your unchanging hand. That I might face you at the final roundup of human affairs. on Judgment Day that's going to come. I've been faithful over a few things, and you bless me to be faithful over many. Let us who have the truth know the truth. Let us as sons and daughters of God do the truth that we know. Because we don't come to church up and down because we want to hear God say, depart from me at the final roundup of human affairs. Depart from me, so I'm going to come in once in a while. God sent his son to the world for 33 years. And he sent his son to the world knowing what his son would go through. The suffering and the pain of being hung on a cross. Just for us. Just for us. And as human beings, we sometimes try to second guess God. I mean, since he's God, why is he sending his son to go through all of this? Just let him go to encourage people, but not to die for them. He died for us. His son did no sin, but he died a cruel death for disobedient human beings. Let us, in closing, not only sing the song, but live the song. How that's, preacher? Holding to God's unchanging hand. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Jesus suffered the penalty to provide us the opportunity to live on planet Earth in such a way that God would say, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I want you to come on up a little bit higher and be ruler over many. Anybody here want to go to heaven when you leave this world? Well, you didn't say anything, so I guess you don't want to go to heaven. Oh, peace, I understand. Let us not, in closing, let us ask God, Father, bless me to regain some of the enthusiasm and the commitment and dedication that I used to have in teaching Bible classes. Oh, you can remember, and I can remember, can't you? The many, many, many people that this church, this congregation, brought to the church house. Not necessarily to this church house, but to the one just before this. Late at night, out teaching, preaching, not preaching, but teaching his word to lost souls. Let us remember what we did, how we did, and ask God to bless us. I think we had a song or made up a song, Lead Me to Some Soul Today. Lead me to some soul today. Yes, you might get a lot of, don't have time. Well, I'm busy right now. But we don't know when God is going to bless somebody that we ask to say, yes, I'd like to have a study. I remember the telephone calls, some of the telephone calls that I was awakened with. Need to get in the church. Got someone who wants to be baptized. Yeah, any of y'all remember that? Yes, praise God. We still got it. We still got it. I don't know if that's good English, but we still got it. We know the Word of God. We know how to share the Word of God. Let us endeavor, self-included, to be faithful unto death and hear Him say, well done. Well done. That's all I want to hear is well done. Good and faithful servant. Well done to be fine with me, Lord. And live, watch this now, forever. And live forever with God. No sickness. No headaches. No heartaches. And no, I don't know how to put this one. No sickness. No sickness. You won't have the headaches and the aches and pains, you know. But everything, peace and harmony. Lord, have mercy. Woo! That's why. If that's not why, that's some of why we're here tonight. Worshiping God. Because we want to hear Him say, well done. Well done. But God does not misrepresent what? The truth. He doesn't misrepresent the truth. If we haven't been faithful down here, heaven will never be our home. Let us walk with the Lord. Yes. Yes. And yes. Oh, yes, there's more. But that's it. Thank God for you. Let us endeavor to encourage another one. Even if it's only one. However number of people we have here tonight. Take your time to call one somebody. And good looking, remind me that I said that tonight. Because I want to ring my phone. I'm going to dial my phone, rather, and cause another person's phone to ring tonight. Time is going by. Eternity is on the way. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. And we don't want to hear the Father. We don't want to hear God say, depart from me, thy worker of iniquity, because you are prepared for the devil and his angels. Where are you tonight? You're in the body. Thank God for you. You're not in the body. You hear His word, His gospel truth. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Acknowledge Jesus to be Lord and Savior. And be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And if you're here tonight, you're already in the body, but you're slothful, haven't been obedient to the Lord, come tonight. Renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Just simply asking the church to pray to God for your forgiveness. because I haven't been faithful to the Lord and my duty in serving Him. May God bless each of us to obey His truth regardless, as we together stand and sing the song.